The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin.
We're swinging now, baby. Here we go.
I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win.
A lot going on this morning.
Use your mentality.
I'd rather listen to Frank Sinatra.
Wake up to reality.
Forgive me.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this January 6th. Technically, it's the Epiphany today. Let it rip out. Come on. Let's swing it. Are you dancing with me, Albert? I know you are, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. It's the Epiphany today, although we celebrated it in church yesterday. So, happy Epiphany? I mean, is that what you say? All good wishes during this Epiphany today, January 6th, 2020. You believe it's 2020 already? Great to have you with us. I don't even know where to start, but let's start here. Frankie's back. Alice here. Debbie's here. We're all together again. I'm very excited. And I must say, I enjoy coming into work to chat with you today. And I enjoyed. I could see when I'm walking to work, at my age, after all I've been through, I still say, oh, Frank's coming back, and Al's there, and Debbie's there, and Cara's here running social media. And Charles, and I'm excited to come in because there's so much to talk about. And then I watch it, and you know when I used to yell at the TV? I don't yell at my TV anymore. I yell into the microphone now. I don't really yell, but I get frustrated, but I got the microphone. We have this platform. And by the way, saw some numbers, some streaming numbers. I saw some other numbers, and I don't know how we're doing it because we don't even have a Facebook ad. We don't even have a don't I talk about lack of a billboard, nothing like that. We don't. We take with great pride not advertising, yet still having a vast audience. I'll tell you what, if that's the 21st century corporate warriors that we are. So thank you, because you are the reason why we're here. So this whole Soleimani thing, where he took out Soleimani, I think it is so awesome. Forgive me. And forgive me because you know why? I understand the criticism that President Trump took out this evil murderer who was responsible for not, they said 500-600 servicemen with the roadside bombs. I'm talking about the Iranian general that the president took out. And it's not. Then I saw a vet in church. My great kid, Joe from church, yesterday. He goes, Joe, it was more like over 1,000 soldiers. I was over there, and he knew people over there, and this guy was a killer, a mass murderer. I have to tell you this, and I understand the criticisms. I want to hear what Frankie Fibrero says. Colonel Douglas McGregor will be here. I'm interested to see what Tucker says tonight, because you understand it. You understand when people say, well, because I'm Italian. See,
And then I think of, to put the Italian thing aside for a second, I think of Dwight Eisenhower, you know, the great general, the supreme Allied commander during the Second World War for the European theater, and a brilliant, brilliant strategist. He's the man, all the roads in this country, the highways he got from what they did during the Second World War, and he brought it to America. Just a brilliant man. Back then, in the 50s, they would whack people. No one knew. No one knew. People would just disappear. No one knew. Now, you know, in The Godfather, some, you know what? Yeah, people just got whacked, and you just said, I don't know. I have no idea. It's called covertly. I wouldn't have minded if the president covertly took out this guy, and then they said, oh my gosh, Soleimani's killed. He got killed. He got blown up. Two Hellfire missiles, and four together, two for each car. Oh my gosh, who did that? And we just go, I don't know. Was it our missiles? I don't know. I just kind of play dumb. I almost think that's the way to go. However, I have to tell you this. I tell you because we speak very frankly in the morning like this. I've known Donald J. Trump on and off peripherally for close to 40 years, like 30 years. Worked for him, I keep telling you. Seen him, know him, appreciate what he and Melania has done for nonprofits, for them to show up. You know, Donald, at the top of his game, the citizen Trump, would go out. He would still do charity work, and Melania would be there. He didn't have to be there. And he would go, and he would show up, and I have nothing but nice things and nice memories and good things to say about Donald J. Trump. I never saw that. I don't know, but people, there's half of America that thinks he's kind of, not ready to be in the White House. He's not mentally fit. I'll tell you what I did not see. I didn't see him have this capacity or courage to take out a mass killer. I didn't see in Donald Trump, and this is my flaw, that I didn't know that he was able to do a preemptive strike. Again, we have been disrespected by Iran, starting with the hostages, running right up till today. Everything from all of these terror acts, they're financed by Iran. Now, the president sees this. He goes, all right, we're going to cut it off at its head. It's a brilliant strategic move militarily. And I didn't know. It makes me respect the president more, appreciate the president more. He has more courage than I really ever thought he had, man, to do this. I would have been more covertly. I would have taken the guy out and then just said, I have no idea, you know, plausible deniability. Would have just kind of said, I'm not quite sure what happened, but it's good that this man's dead because he was a murderer. But the president went in, he was honest about it, and I'm telling you what, I didn't see this. We will debate it today. Because what are you supposed to do if he has intel that this guy Soleimani is going to cause more terror, blow up more Americans, cause more hell on this earth? For what reason, by the way? What's the end game of the Iranians to do this? What is the end game? You know me, I'm solution-based on this show. As our friend Kaylee McEnany always said, solution-based program. Where's the end game? What are you going to kill everybody? Where are they today? They can't even feed their people in Iran, you know? I don't know what the end game was, but fact of the matter is, we saw what it was going to do, and then I know the criticism, too. Look what happened with George W. Bush when he had all that flawed intel about weapons of mass destruction. So I see the other side. Let's debate it this morning. I just think that the world is better without him. I appreciate what the president has done. I'm telling you, just to go in there and whack them. But we'll hear what Colonel Douglas McGregor says, and we'll hear what you say as well. 877-970-2999. But it's interesting that Congress is upset. Congress is saying, oh, Adam Schiff, this is hysterical. We should have been notified. We should have been notified. I'm in charge of the Intel Committee. Congressman Schiff, you've lost all your credibility. Your credibility is shot as a politician, as a human being on this planet. Nancy Pelosi, your credibility is shot. It's all shot. So the president of the United States is supposed to look at a mass murderer, have the opportunity. The intel says, Mr. President, we could get this guy. And the president says, get this guy. And meantime, Schiff and Pelosi are going, well, you didn't call us. How come you didn't call us? Are you kidding me? What? You have no credibility. You can't trust. The second the president goes, hey, Nancy, Adam, you know, we're thinking about taking out this. It would be all. They would have leaked it to Iran. That's the way I feel in the Democrats in Congress, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, they would have leaked it to Iran. That's exactly right. They could care less how many lives are lost. It's just as long as they go against this president, as long as they seek their power and control. So the president's supposed to tell Adam Schiff? He's supposed to tell Nancy Pelosi? Nancy, can we talk? No, you lost all your credibility. And from now on, after the president wins in a landslide in 2020, there's no way you're being brought into the fold. They can't do it. You can't trust these people in Congress. You plain just can't trust them. I mean, and then this is funny, too. Iran goes, oh, now we're going to go against the nuclear agreement. We're going to build nuclear weapons. Really, Iran? Really? Now you're going to do that? Oh, it's because we took out Soleimani? Right. Are you kidding me? When did they stop? They laughed in the face of Barack Obama and the United States of America. They scoffed at us. They took $150 billion with a B dollars. They sponsored terrorism in Yemen and all around the Middle East, not to mention in the United States. They sponsored Hezbollah. They want the destruction, the end of Israel. And now they're saying, oh yeah, we're going to stop our nuclear weapons. Did they for a second stop? No, they did not. And you know it and I know it. And in my mind, the president made a bold, courageous move that I really didn't know Donald J. Trump had in his heart. Now, is it right? Is it wrong? We'll debate it today. I, as a chicken hawk, please, I never had the privilege to serve. So you call me a chicken hawk because you didn't serve. And I'm fair enough. But I like when we're decisive. We're decisive and we show courage. For 40 years, Iran's been picking on us. They attacked the United States embassy. In Iraq, they attacked the United States Embassy. Right there is enough reason to take somebody out. But I stand objective enough to hear what you've got to say, you know? Hey, our buddy Mark in Australia, I know you're listening, and our hearts go out to you in Australia with these massive fires. And I saw you put something on Facebook, so we're feeling for you down there in Australia. We could talk about Harvey Weinstein today. We're gonna reach out to Arthur Idala and see exactly what's happening. Jeffrey Epstein autopsy pics. Oh yeah, do you think Jeffrey Epstein he was strangled? Did you see the autopsy pics of this guy? Sure, whack. Can you say whacked? Oh my gosh, how did they take out Epstein? Right. Oh, and then the impeachment thing, and then we'll move on. This is it's an embarrassment, and now. When Nancy Pelosi will not hand over two articles of impeachment to the Senate from the House, why in the name of God could someone explain to me why? I don't know why lawyers, I guess judges can't really get involved because Congress has this immunity, but why lawyers just don't shoot up and say, now the impeachment is null and void. You know what? You were supposed, this is the process, you're supposed to hand off the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and if you did not, then it's null and void, Nancy Pelosi. And I know they're getting close to that, but they're taking too long and they're being too nice. And everybody was on break. They should have gone after Pelosi as soon as she didn't hand over the two articles of impeachment and say, null and void. Sorry, Nancy. You had your shot and now you blew it. Come on. Time to get tough. That's why what the president did, when I see it, taking out Soleimani, it's tough. And I appreciate that, but I'm objective enough to understand that, and maybe in my mind, a little covert action is not a bad thing. Yes, I actually said that. 6:18 with Joe on the radio. Listen, 877-970-2999. Give us a call. Nicole Malliotakis will join us. We'll talk to the assembly member about this impeachment, about the Iran killing, and criminal justice reforms taking effect. God bless everybody who marched in that support for our Jewish community. And Dov Hyken and everybody, all the politicians come out. That was a little nauseating. Where the heck were they? Where were they? You know, they never, that anti-Semitic rise coming out of the United States House of Representatives, that fuels and inflames the fringe. I keep telling you that. And now the politicians are starting to come out. We've been talking about it for years on this show. When Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar spew out the hate that they have for this country, for Israel, for the Jewish community, you don't think that inflames the fringe and no one shuts them down. No one shuts them down on the Democratic side. Now all the Democratic politicians are coming out saying, oh, we're going to stick up. No, sorry. It's too late in my mind. But the fact of the matter is, all those people showed up yesterday, and God bless them for that, to stand up for our Jewish brothers and sisters going through this ridiculous, and what I've been talking about for years now, anti-Semitic rise in this country, and in New York, you know. Shireen Gobadi is going to join us, a member of Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Shireen will join us, and we'll be talking about many Iranian dissidents pleased with the Soleimani killing. Michelle Eskenazi, she's the owner of one of the largest bail bond agencies in New York. She's the bail bond queen of New York and New Jersey. And all these attempts to, claw back bail reform in New York, we're going to see how these criminals are getting right back on the street. And no one's talking about it. We should be incensed about it in the media, and they are not. Colonel Douglas McGregor, he is retired United States Army colonel, tough guy, combat veteran. He's got that book, Margin of Victory. What happens next in this Soleimani killing, and was it a good thing? Colonel McGregor will weigh in the 9 o'clock hour. And Robert Cloessi is a cast regular for Blue Blood, so they called us. They said, would you put Robert on? This guy's a great actor. He's with Tom Selleck at the opening of Blue Bloods. And they wanted to jump on the air and tell us about all the good things, some nonprofit work that Robert is doing. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. When we come back, I'm going to go to Frank. I'm going to go to Al. We got a big show. It's Monday. It's January 6th. It's the Epiphany, technically, Debbie, correct? I mean, today is the day, but we celebrated it in church yesterday, yes?
Yes. Yeah. The masses were beautiful yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was very, very nice. And when the wise men saw the baby Jesus, and so I tweeted as much stuff about church out so I could irritate all the agnostics and all the atheists.
You tweeted out a picture of, I guess it was the inside of the church where you were yesterday.
Yeah, it was St. Anne's. St. Anne's out in Huntington County. And Father Michael does a great job. He says on that, it's beautiful. And then he designed that whole nativity scene. And then there's another one, the Holy Name Society within the NYPD. Great group. The ones that honored me, year before last. And they're great. And, I like to get it out there. Otherwise, listen, Christians, by the way, we're just being destroyed around the world. Nobody says that. Churches are being burned. They want to take Christianity away, so every chance I get, we jam it down their throat, in a nice way.
Because you're being an example. You're a positive example.
We accept everybody, but, praise Jesus. That's all.
By the way, my friend David calls me yesterday from Florida, and he's like, Debbie, what happened to Joe? I saw my Fox. He's got a Band-Aid. I go, you've got to listen in the morning. Joe explained the whole thing.
I know.
I go, and you've got to listen from Florida. You could do this. And he's like, I always listen to New York when I live there. I go, listen from Florida.
Exactly.
You'll hear the whole story.
Exactly. One lady said, she kept 10 times on Facebook. How did you hurt your face? Do you listen to the radio show, please?
But he was all worried. Is Joe okay?
Please.
I said, he's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to change my story. I got a little rough New Year's Eve. Got a little rough.
I got roughed up a little bit. Fighting over some woman.
I know. Walked into the wrong gal. My life story. 6:22. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Let's see what's happening on 78. 78 West, exit 58 in the local lanes in Newark. It's an accident over there. Traffic is building for you this morning on the LIE West, getting out through Woodhaven Boulevard. We're seeing volume on the Van Wyck North, getting up toward Rockaway Boulevard. Whitestone Bridge, that's slowing down into Queens. And on the westbound belt, some stop-and-go traffic getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. Problems on the Harlem River Drive southbound. That's going to be busy right past the GWB. It's an accident with all lanes now subject to closure. We're going to keep an eye on that for you as well. Now, if you're heading over to the subways, looks like we're seeing delays on the 7 train. Also, some delays over on the E train. Checking in on the forecast. Sun this afternoon, high of 45. Clouds tomorrow, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have to tell you, I am not having any stomach issues anymore. I am not having any pain in my arthritis, in my knees, and in my lower back. And it has also helped with my skin. I always had dry skin on my legs, always, even as a child. It's not drastic, but I notice it's just not that dry and scaly anymore. But I just feel like having this fruits and veggies and the fiber in my system, it has helped a lot. And I think it's even, and this just seems crazy, but I know my mental health has improved And it seemed like it was a gradual thing. It's just amazing. And my husband, he's starting to notice too. He had a disc fused, and he notices when he's reaching back in the chair at night when he's laying and watching TV that his back is not, he doesn't have that pain as much anymore. I hear these women and these men on the radio talk about it, and I just feel like, yep, I believe them. That's me, and I believe everything that they say. Your commercials are not staged. They're real people talking about their real problems that you help them with. I know that the balance of nature is really helping me.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 6:25 on AM 970 The Answer. When you think of Italian restaurants, what do you think about? Michael's of Brooklyn. Come on. You got to think of Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. You know what I love about Michael's? When I get the sauce and I order ShopRite online at home, which I do, I put on there Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And it's made right there in Avenue R. Nostrand. Isn't that the coolest thing? I mean, am I geeky when I think of that? Because when I go see Fred, and Fred and I have been going back and forth, he goes, Joe, you look good. Anything happened to you? Look at your face. I said, yes, everything's great. I just took a little bit of a spill, busted up my head a little. So Fred and I go back and forth, and we had a couple laughs. But when you go out there, when I talk to Fred, and I say, Fred, can I see how the sauce is made? He rolls his eyes. What are you going to do? Remember I kept John Catsimatidis at Congressman Peter King waiting? Is Joe here? Yeah, I was touring how they make Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You know what amazes me? It's made right there. And it's been there for over 50 years. And they make the sauce. Now they ship the sauce all around the United States of America. And now you can get the sauce at your house, no matter where you're listening to us. And I love that about Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, if you're in Connecticut, Jersey, New York, and you don't go to Michael's of Brooklyn, I'm telling you, you've got to go. You have all the list of the sites that you want to see in New York. Statue of Liberty, am I right? The Freedom Tower. I'm just saying, Empire State Building, you put Michael's of Brooklyn. You put on that list Avenue R. Nostrand when you come to New York City, man. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, like none other you've ever experienced. That's the family over at Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fastidia.
Speaking of Italian.
Sotto il cielo di Roma.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Good morning, 627. Frankie Five Barrels is back.
Hello, Frankie. Joe. Happy New Year.
How are you,
good
pal?
To see you again.
I missed you, man. Everything good?
Everything's great, knock on wood.
Atlantic City was good and
it
fun.
Was Terrific.
Good. How was
you? Sorely missed.
How was Dr. Nina Radcliffe?
Oh,
no. Let me rephrase that. How was Dr. Nina Radcliffe?
She was terrific. I think we were together for four hours or so. I think she had four different outfits for the time we were together.
Each one more
extravagant than the next.
She did a costume change?
There were several costume changes. Yes.
No.
At least two or three.
She's unbelievable.
She really is.
Al, good morning.
I expected her on the red carpet in the Golden Globes last night.
Yeah, she would have been the one, you know. And I didn't want to say anything, but I wanted to wait till we all got together on the Golden Globes. Ricky Gervais is like the MC. Yes. And I don't dislike the guy. I don't like the guy. I don't like all this acerbic kind of nastiness because I'm from the school of Don Rickles. If you're going to make fun of somebody, you have fun, you laugh, and we could all laugh together. But when it's mean-spirited, I don't like to watch it. So Gervais is always, in my mind, mean-spirited. He was brilliant last night. Brilliant last night. So what I want to do is this is the opening of the Golden Globes. And by the way,
I got to tell you, the Golden Globes is, if you, we should all be so lucky to be there, to be part of that elite, to receive a Golden Globe. You know, we'd like to give a Golden Globe for the best morning radio show. We and Frank and Al and Debbie, we would be out there in tuxedos, and we'd be, you know, with the Hollywood elite, because everybody makes fun of the Hollywood elite until you're out there. If you get nominated, oh, okay, I'll go there. But so, but we know we get lectured from the Hollywood elite, that pseudo-intellectual, quote-unquote, elitism, and that you and I cannot stand, you know? They lecture. So I think Gervais, as the master of ceremonies yesterday at the Golden Globe Awards, to all of the Hollywood community, pretty much laid it out straight.
If you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God. And
he said a bad word there. Yeah, let the applause go. Yeah, that, let the he said get the something
get
out
the bleep
of here.
Out.
I'll tell you what, that was right on the money. Right.
Yeah, I thought he was terrific. I watched most of the first 2 hours of the ceremony.
Wow.
Or so.
Wow.
And I thought he was outstanding. That was one of the highlights. You know, unfortunately, most of the shows, especially, there's just too many shows to watch. I haven't seen any of the shows that won, and almost none of the shows that were nominated.
Thank you. Did you recognize anything that was nominated?
Again, that's one of the reasons, I think, especially with the Golden Globes and the Emmys, the audience has started to decline. Yeah. I think part of it is the reaction to the elitism that you just described.
Yep.
But I think part of it is there's just too many shows.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
It used
yep.
to be there are five shows and everyone
yep.
had seen them.
Yep.
Now there are 500 shows.
I
know. And everybody's got a favorite.
In the Murky Story.
Yeah,
and we're going, what is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Fleabag was the big winner last night. Fleabag?
Yes, that's correct.
I never heard of Fleabag.
Yeah, neither did I.
I knew Fleabag growing up, Fleabag.
Fleabag. And they were happy.
He was from the neighborhood, wasn't he? Yeah.
And apparently in their speech they thanked Obama because apparently the president said it was one of the better shows
right,
we watched last
right, right.
year or whatever.
Fair enough. But I didn't like
Trump should have came out with a competing list of shows.
Right. But I like the crack against Martin Scorsese.
What?
He's talking about Ricky Gervais. He's like, this one and that one or whatever, and something about Martin Scorsese. And then he goes, he's hanging out in amusement parks, you know, because he was talking about Marvel movies and
but
stuff.
But he took shots at everybody.
Right. And he goes, why is he even in an amusement park? He can't ride on any of the
I
rides.
Couldn't
but
believe
he
it.
But Scorsese left.
But what he did yesterday is exactly what I think is missing from a lot of these late night comedy shows. Is he took shots at everybody.
Yeah,
he didn't just take shots at Donald Trump and then just leave everybody else alone.
And then Rosanna Arquette gets up and she does a little political speech. And then Gervais he laid the standard down. He said, "Look, don't do this." So she gets up and then she's got her. God forgive me, it's early in the morning, but it's our intimate hour, so I think I got to be frank enough with you. She had her artificial, parts of her body were artificial, let me put it that way.
It was a dress that accentuated her upper body.
Oh, please.
And what was with the sunglasses?
Wait a minute, no, just let's go. That's another thing, yes.
Take them off.
But take them, and then with the thing hanging, and if you're going to do plastic surgery, do you have to accentuate? It was just like so disingenuous. Then she goes after, don't forget to vote in 2020. Get off the stage. We don't want to hear that. Nobody cares.
You know, exactly right. I'm picturing who's watching this show that wasn't planning on voting, but because Rosanna Arquette said to vote, now I'm going to go out and register.
Right.
The fact that the greater, they think they have such a greater worth, you know, than we really, I believe. We'll go to a break, but I felt bad for Tom Hanks because Tom Hanks.
I thought his speech was great.
He's the Jimmy Stewart of our time. Tom Hanks is, and he's just so great and classy. And when Gervais went all over, they got a close up of Hanks, and he was like, "Okay, it's going to be a long night tonight." But when he got up, he was gracious. He broke down crying, and that's what you like to see. Don't lecture me, you know.
Right.
But on the other hand, I don't know why. Like the climate change thing is cracking me up. They all came in a private jets.
Right.
They're all
right.
Like,
well, Joaquin Phoenix called them out on
he
that.
Did.
He said...
He won for the Joker. Yeah,
right. And remember, this was the first Golden Globes that was meat-free to combat climate change.
Right,
and he said, maybe we don't need to take private jets to Palm Springs. So that was nice. At least he acknowledged the hypocrisy of Hollywood. But I thought Tom Hanks's award was great. I thought Ellen getting the Carol Burnett Award was great. And I thought she was terrific. And you know what? I thought it was an enjoyable. I thought it was a well-produced show.
from what I saw of it.
I thought Ellen was funny when she turned around and she said, you know, I know they're going to be playing me off, and I'm really not going to go too much longer. And, you know, I was born in Mississippi, and then she started recapping her whole life.
Funny,
I mean, it was
funny.
She's
a good guy. I liked her with Clint Eastwood. Eastwood was on her show, and there's two opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Right.
Nice to see we can at least all get along. That's what
Absolutely.
I'm saying.
Right.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 634 with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al Gattulo standing by. Let's go to the local news live. And, you know, we go all around the country, and I see some streaming numbers. Thank you for listening. And Texas, I love you. Lucinda in Texas. And Mark in Australia, we're thinking about you. I have our prayers because I know the fires are down there. And I know in Israel they listen, in South Carolina, and all around this great country, the United States of America. We appreciate that. They don't really track it ratings-wise, but I know you're out there because we get your tweets and we get your correspondence. But the one thing we are live and we are local in the greatest city in the world, New York, New York. And Al has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
33 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three New Yorkers are among the five people killed in Sunday's deadly Pennsylvania Turnpike crash. About 60 people were taken to hospitals after a tour bus hit an embankment, flipped over, triggering a chain reaction crash. The victims were identified as 9-year-old Jeremy Vasquez from Brooklyn, 35-year-old Eileen Zealous Aria from the Bronx, and 58-year-old Shangqing Feng from Queens, along with two UPS employees from Pennsylvania. NBC4 New York is reporting the bus departed from Lower Manhattan Saturday night, was headed to Ohio when it crashed about 30 miles east of Pittsburgh. Today is the first full work day. You'll be paying more in tolls at Port Authority Bridge and Tunnel crossings. As of yesterday, rates have risen at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, as well as at the Outer Bridge crossing in both the Bayonne and Gothels bridges. The cash tolls are up a buck to $16, while the Easy Pass peak discount dips by a quarter to $2.25, and the off-peak deal drops to $4.25. The Port Authority says it needs the money for road improvements and capital improvement projects. In sports, Knicks lose to the Clippers 135-132. St. John's loses to Xavier 75-67. NFL Wild Card Weekend, Vikings beat the Saints in overtime 26-20, while the Seahawks took out the Eagles 17-9. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Yay for Retro Fitness. Good morning to you, Al. Let's see what's happening right now on the 7 trains. We're seeing some slowdowns because of signal problems. Also delays on the E train because of signal problems there. Let's see what's happening right now on the New Jersey Turnpike. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, we're getting reports of an accident over by exit 7. So definitely watch out for some delays in both directions as you head through that stretch. We're also going to take a ride over to 78 West, exit 58. It's an accident in the local lanes. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all about 20 to 25 already. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Problems on the Harlem River Drive southbound getting down toward the GWB. It's an accident with all lanes subject to closure. Traffic is building on the LIE West right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 638 on AM 970, The Answer. I'm so proud to tell you about my friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. They have that new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. You have to check out Trinitas, T-R-I-N-I-T-A-S. Every woman there is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. There's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. It's a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology. Most importantly, it's a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through the doors. I know the staff at Trinitas personally. These are great people, and I know that their high level of caring and compassion is behind this new center, as it is for every service Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908 994 908-994, 908-994-5984, or visit the website, please, trinitasrmc.org.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, Joe on the radio at 641. You know, I'm very passionate about health and fitness, try to keep myself in shape so much. I invested into this amazing Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, and my business partner, Stacy's going to join us tomorrow when we're streaming live. And this is the year, 2020. I want to know, are you ready to get real with your fitness goals? Well, we got a deal for you that doesn't leave you a choice. You have to get real with this never before done BOGO deal. Now, I don't mean buy one, get one, like that's all you hear. No, this is buy one, give one. How cool is that? You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. Unlike other gyms, we created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership and give a one-year membership away for free. Look at what we're doing for you. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time with or without your friend, right? And can access any of the clubs around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm just saying. Call today to speak with my business partner, if you would. Stacy, she's a great gal. You'll love her. She'll tell you all the good things about Retro Fitness. 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. You can go to retrofitness.com and then just /Flemington, New Jersey. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Just catching up with Frankie Five Burrows. That's showing the radio 6:43 right now on AM 970. The Answer. A lot to get into this morning. And yeah, so last week it was like, Bernie Kerik, Commissioner Kerik, was busting my chops about, hey, Joe, you're going to be on Fox one more time, and you look beat up. And we had some fun with Bernie on the air last week. But I did. I did Dana Perino's show, who's great, by the way. She's so sharp, right on the money. And you forget she was a press secretary for George W. Bush, and her show was great. And then I stuck around. town, and I just went to the hotel and got tried to get some rest, you know, right? And then because a Laura Ingraham show called, Frank, and then, I'm talking to Frankie here. You probably know this if you're listening already. And they said, would you go on Laura's show? And I said, well, it's late. I got to get up. But the next day, this was Thursday. So the producer calls from Washington and says, Joe, we really want you on the show.
Well, a lot of people saw it. Yeah, I got all sorts of emails and text messages.
Well, Raymond Arroyo, this guy's great.
Great talent.
He's great. I mean, Laura is legend. We know that. Raymond was great. He was so on the money, and we had fun. And then his son was there, 10th grade. My biggest fan.
Wow.
My biggest fan. He watched, like, Sidekicks. He do Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. He asked me about Sidekicks, and I'm talking. So that's what happened. So it was there, and then tried to relax this weekend.
Wonderful.
Best I
good.
Could. Trying. And you're okay? Everything went good?
Knock on wood.
City was good.
Absolutely.
Everything was great.
A lot of fun.
All right. Good. Hey, so we appreciate. Now, you got to help me out here. I'm talking to, I guess, my Catholic brothers and sisters. Apparently. I know it's La Befana today, technically, the Italian witch during the Epiphany. Did you know, were you guys aware of the fact that you're supposed to bless your home? You're supposed to get chalk, get it blessed. Oh, yeah. And then you write a certain thing on there that has to do with something in that has to do with the Epiphany on your doorway.
I did not know
so
that.
So now, as I was leaving church, and this great veteran, this young veteran, great kid, Joe, who I see at church, and he's got his child's great dad. His mother comes over. She has chalk in her hand at church yesterday. Are you going to get your house blessed? Now, of course, me being the diehard guilt-ridden Italian Catholic that I am, I'm going, what did I do? What have I got to do? Well, you bless the chalk. The priest blessed the chalk, and then you write this certain thing on top of you that has to do with the Epiphany and the three wise men being introduced to baby Jesus, and it blesses your house.
So did you do it, or you have the blessed chalk and you're poised to do it?
I did not. This is what I have. I have chalk in my drawer, and I'm going to call Big Mike.
There you go.
Listen,
there you go.
Before Mike probably can't get into the academy quick enough. He's got, God bless him, he's going to be a cop, my buddy Big Mike. He goes in, but he's going to, whoo, I can't wait to get away from Joe, because I'm going to ask him to go get the chalk, to go get it blessed, and then to write those things on top of the house.
See, in the old days, Vinny Recuglia would have blessed chalk here for us, waiting. Guy's really falling down on
but
the job.
But I didn't know about that.
I didn't know either, actually.
It's cool. And call me if you know, if you're a Catholic and you know about it. Apparently, you're supposed to, who knew? And then you write.
Well, this is the 12th day of Christmas, right? And it's little Christmas. It's the day you're supposed to take your decorations down. I saw in Staten Island one kid who's Orthodox is petitioning to get the day off from school today.
Good. I like that.
Why not?
We had kept our tree on. All the decorations are relatively down. I went and I took Allie back to New York. She has her tree up, but I guess the tree all comes down now, so we got to take down.
Do we have to take that wreath down that Joe and Patrice gave
us? Thank you, Joe and Patrice, by the way. We got some cards.
Sergeant Benevolent Association. Very nice.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for Blue Lives Matter doing so much great work.
And their president, Ed Mullins, was terrific on the Cats Roundtable yesterday and actually had some nice things to say about the police commissioner, Dermot Shea, which was nice for a change. He destroyed Bratton and destroyed Commissioner O'Neill. So it's nice to see that everybody seems to be on the same page.
And I always say to my friends in the NYPD, don't you can't have infighting because that's what they want. They're trying to do that. You got to stay strong, and if there is infighting, it shouldn't be aired publicly.
Well, right now, it's not the cops' fault of what's going on in New York City.
Exactly right.
It's the state legislators.
I'm just saying, you know, that's why I didn't like to see Jimmy O'Neill criticized.
Yeah,
please,
no,
please.
Exactly.
Safest big city in the United States of America. Joe and Peritrice, thank you. I have a wreath there.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to put it up now because it's the end of the day. I can put it up to the end of the day.
Yeah.
Today.
You can do whatever you want with it, I guess.
Hang it in your office.
It's for you.
All right.
So
there was
Commissioner O'Neill,
he dropped them off on Christmas Eve. There's one for you, Al, but I gave yours away because you were going to be
away for a few days. Appreciate that. Commissioner, not at all, only because it would be, you know, whatever. But Commissioner O'Neill was in a no-win situation in the last year or so of his tenure. I mean, the guy, good cop, a cop's cop, but He was put in a bad position.
This city, I don't even want to think about it. And I don't like, everybody's dissing New York, and we like to stick up for New York. What's happening with the Jewish community, the fact that it's been happening, the fact that we've been talking about it on this show, the anti-Semitism that's going on, and when Dov Hyken comes on regularly on this program, and all of a sudden yesterday the politicians show up. I just found it so disingenuous.
You're so right. My favorite
Schumer. Chuck Schumer shuts up. Where is he in the state of Israel?
My favorite is when politicians are tweeting that something must be done.
Yeah.
They're demanding action. Yeah. Who are you demanding action from?
Yeah.
Take a look in the mirror.
And then I saw your buddy Curtis step up, and he gave a great speech in defense of the Jewish community.
Not familiar with him.
He had all the the guardian angels there. Mm. And now we got to go. Remember when they first, guardian angels first came out, when New York was very, very tough, you know? So now we're back to that now? And you got to lean on the NYPD. The NYPD has got, they have to be so politically correct. Let the police do what they do. Let them criminally profile. Let them take out these guys, for crying out loud. And when you catch them, don't release them. Oh, my Lord, Frankie. We're like back in the 1970s.
Well, you said
again.
It. I mean, shockingly, which we were warning about for 6 months, people are arrested, including with guns, and they get set right back out on the street. And then when they don't have to put up cash, or their mother or their grandmother doesn't have to put up cash for bail or post a bond on their house, they're not showing up
That's
for their
right.
court dates.
That's right.
Can't believe it. Who would have predicted it? It's wild.
It's so true. Diane, I'm holding off on what you're feeling about the Soleimani whack job there. I think I know how you feel about it.
Well, look, I'm happy to defer to Colonel McGregor and people that are actually real experts. But, I mean, look, a bad guy. It's tough to shed any tears for somebody that's as vicious a killer as this guy was. My fear is that this could lead to another Iraq war, and it didn't turn out so well the first time around. So we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens.
And now the Iraqi parliament wants us to leave the troops.
Yeah, they voted to expel us yesterday.
You know what? Maybe we just leave.
Maybe. Again, the fear there is, one, you know, ISIS, to the extent that it exists still, it does have a presence in Iraq, and we need those troops to battle back against ISIS. And two is that we essentially have forced Iraq into Iran, this alliance between Iraq and Iran.
So
we'd hate to go to war with both countries.
That's right.
But we'll see what happens.
It's a good point, and Colonel Douglas McGregor will join us in the 9 o'clock hour right here on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie's out there. Hey, Debbie, so do you know about this epiphany? You write on the top of you get your chalk blessed, and then you write something on the top of your home, and your home is blessed in that regard.
I don't know anything about that.
See?
Who told you about this?
A wonderful gal at church. She came over. She had chalk in her hand. And I go, oh, you're doing sidewalk chalk with your child, with your grandchild?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
and she goes, no, I'm getting it blessed. And then you write on write on things that refer to the Bible, that refer to baby Jesus. On your, and you know, all I know.
I never knew this. You learn something new every day about the church.
So
I had no idea.
I think we got a couple calls we'll go to. When we come back.
Okay,
cool. Meantime, I'm having Big Mike run to my house and getting my chalk blessed.
Why not? Hey, anything to help with the blessings is always a good thing.
Just in case. Debbie's looking out for your traffic-wise, 651 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening right now on the LIE westbound. Slowing down through Vets Highway. More volume LIE west at Lakeville Road into Lake Success. Getting reports of an accident over there as well. Traffic is pretty steady for you on the southbound Harlem River Drive, right past the GWB. It's an accident, so prepare for delays there. We're seeing some delays as you head to the inbound side of the GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 15 to 20. Now, speeds are reduced on the New Jersey Turnpike, 11 to 14, and on the Garden State Parkway, 124 to 143, with some ongoing salting operations. Southbound side of the thruway, slowing down through Spring Valley, and then you're slowing down approaching the area of the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended today. Metered parking rules remain in effect. And heading to the subways, delays over on the 7, also seeing delays on the E and over on the L. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1980.
1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
All right. Hey, everybody. This product, people ask me about it. You know what one of the more common questions is? Does it really work, Dennis? Come on. You know. Which I have to say is one of the few times I'm a drop hurt. It's very hard to hurt my feelings. And I believe me, I'm not devastated. But folks, please know, I would never tell you something works if it didn't work. or that if I've used it at any rate. So it's the thing's like a magic bullet, if you will, for many people's pains, in their joints, legs, arms, not bones. Relieffactor.com, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll know in 3 weeks if it works.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Watch out for a snow shower to start the day and a few slick spots. Otherwise, clouds will break for some sunshine. It'll become windy, or high 47. Mainly clear tonight, though 33 in Midtown, 24 to 28 in some of the colder northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, some sun followed by clouds, high 43. Look for a little rain and wet snow very late tomorrow and early tomorrow night. Little, if any, snow accumulation. Wednesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, becoming very windy and cold with a few snow flurries to high 41. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, Mike Lindell. He's got it for you. He appreciates you. Mike Lindell is a great guy. He's a loyal guy. He's a great friend. He's a great friend of the radio station, and he loves you for building MyPillow into the company that it is today. So he wants you to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer. Boom! You can't get better than this. Buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets, plus free shipping. Plus, Mike has extended their 60-day, they have that 60-day money-back guarantee. It's right through March 1st for you. So please, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. The buy one, get one free offer is there for you on the Giza sheets. You will love these sheets. I have them at the house. I'm not a sheets guy. What do I know from sheets? I got to tell you something. I am MyPillow all the time. The MyPillow is great. You want to pick up a MyPillow for some great deals. You want to get the mattress topper. The towels are great. But right now, buy one, get one free on Giza sheets, plus free shipping. The promo code is AM970, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Oh, you got to go to Moe's, baby. You got to go to Moe's. Hey, Joe, in my home where I was born in Passaic, New Jersey, and Joe's calling from the place where I was born. Joe, what's up on this epiphany thing? What am I missing here this morning?
All right, the three letters CMB stand for Casper, Melchior, and Baltasar, three wise men. So you're supposed to put those three letters there, and then the number 2020. And the second line of thought is Latin, CMB. I forget the exact translation, but it's Christ bless our house, Christ. CMB.
Good.
Translate from Latin to that.
So you get the chalk blessed, you put that on the top of your door, Joe?
Yeah, the letter CMB in 2020.
You got it, man. I am so on that. Joe, thank you so much. I knew someone would know. Someone from Passaic, New Jersey. I was born in General Hospital at the Passaic General Hospital, which is no longer there in Passaic, New Jersey. Thank you, Joe. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm writing a note for myself. Call Big Mike. Get chalk blessed. Write down these numbers and letters on the house. Who's a diehard Italian Catholic? You know, I'm doubling down. I'm getting more Italian Catholic as I get older. Nicole Maliotakis would join us, assembly member doing a great job. She represents Staten Island and Brooklyn, Republican candidate for the United States Congress. Hello. Shanine Gobati, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, will join us. Michelle Eskenazi, the bail bond queen of New York and New Jersey, baby. Colonel Douglas McGregor and Robert Closey is going to join us on Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer.